It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Puck comes that way, back to the far circle. 16 to go on the man advantage. Tip it with a shot, scores. Tippett's got himself a two-point afternoon with a goal and a helper now, and it's 5-3.
That is your game winner, 6:39 into the third period. Owen Tippett's 20th on the power play. Philadelphia scoring twice with the man advantage. That is your game winner and our goal of the game today, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR as we welcome you here into the post game. Brian Cozio with you. Paul Hamilton is at Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. We'll be heading there shortly to get player reaction. A game in which the Sabres led at the halfway point. They were up 3-2. But the Flyers scoring what turns out to be four straight goals to eventually get it to a 6-3 margin. And then a 7-4 final today. Buffalo playing without their best defenseman, Rasmus Dahlin, and it was clearly evident that they missed him. It looked like the Sabres of the 13-game winless streak from earlier this season when they looked lost in their own end, when they would lose battles, when they would make poor puck decisions, and it was on display. Now, it wasn't all just because Dahlin was out. The goaltender did not play great, and this is now becoming a pattern with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who hadn't played in over a week's time, because James Reimer had started three in a row. Reimer's been playing better than Luukkonen, and we'll get to see likely Reimer again tomorrow, but Lukanen's chance to come back and see if, hey, maybe some time off could get his game going. Again, he got very little help at times, but there were some goals that he has to stop. A backhanded breakaway that, you know, at the angle coming in, you'd like him to make the save. Just a slap shot from just inside the blue line that ends up beating him. So not Lukanen's best game for sure, as he lets up seven in the loss. But, I mean, you're without Dahlin. It shows how valuable he is. Paul had said it during the second intermission. He brings a very calming presence to this team and the other players on the ice. And even if he's not physically touching the puck, just what he's able to do to maybe set up others to be able to be in the right spot or make the right decision, it's evident. And, you know, the shifts that he's not out there, well, you know, obviously he's not responsible for that, but man, it didn't matter today. They just lost battles along the wall, poor puck decisions in their own end, poor puck decisions even in the neutral zone, which led to turnovers. We saw Zach Benson miss some ice time in the second period because of that. And, you know, the Flyers are a team that are trying to finish the season maybe with a little small statement after their coaching change. They're now 2-0 since firing John Tortorella. But, I mean, there's no reason why the Flyers should put up 7 on Buffalo and dominate a game like they did. And an opportunity for Buffalo to pass Philly in the standings goes by the wayside. The deficit coming into today points-wise was 1, and now it's 3, and even points percentage-wise, the Flyers are ahead now of the Buffalo Sabres, who have just 10 games left. The Sabres will go on the road again here tomorrow for a 3 o'clock game against Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals. We'll have the pregame at 2, and then they're off to Ottawa to open up the April portion of the schedule. Another meeting with Dylan Cousins and the Senators. That one is on Tuesday night before they return back home on Thursday. Okay, again, locker room interviews with Paul coming up here in a moment. We'll also hear Lindy Ruff, his live post-game comments. Paul will be a part of that. We will get Paul's final take. We'll run you through the highlights, stats, and scores from around the league. We also will get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We'll read some tweets. You can send me some thoughts on X. Send them in at Brian WGR. But again, the story today is just poor puck management, poor decision making, losing of battles, poor goaltending, and you know that long list. And no Dahlin. That all adds up to a 7-4 loss to a bad Flyers team. They really are. I mean, they're bad, and the Sabres made them look good at times here today. If you're wondering, like you know, as we get close to the end of the season here, like where do the Sabres sit in terms of draft lottery odds and all that sort of stuff? Right now, they're in fourth last overall in the NHL standings. Nashville has 4 less points. They have 62. So Nashville could pass Buffalo, but the Sabres will be no worse than third last. Chicago and San Jose are very, very distant behind the rest of the group. They are essentially battling for the top odds in the lottery. Chicago has 51 points. That's 15 less than Buffalo. And then you've got San Jose with 49. So it'll either be Chicago or San Jose with the best and second best odds. And then likely some sort of scenario with Nashville, Buffalo, Seattle, and Philadelphia or Pittsburgh kind of in that mix for the next group there. And there's no Connor McDavid coming. If you're wondering, like, hey, is good if Buffalo somehow won the lottery? No, there's not a Connor McDavid coming. So to think that maybe, you know, this is going to be a chance to save the team if somehow they end up winning the lottery, not going to happen. All right, Paul here again coming in a moment. Sabres with a 7-4 defeat as they drop today their 36th regular season game. Here's Jack Quinn live in Philly with Paul.
Jack, it seemed like as a team just a lot of problems with the puck today. Puck management, something Lindy's talked about a lot. Is that basically what sunk you guys, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Some bad decisions with the puck, and I think they kind of hung out well for some offense to capitalize on it. And obviously, gave him a few power plays, which is tough, too.
You guys obviously fell behind early, but what allowed you to chip away at it and obviously get the lead there?
Yeah, I mean, I think our game's been in a good spot lately, and we were able to just get to it and create some offense and chip away. And it's too bad that we couldn't do it for the full game and gave it away to them there.
It seems like your offense is really elevated since playing with JJ's last couple of games. What's been working for you guys together?
I mean, he's just a real special player. He makes whoever he plays with better. I feel like myself big time. But on top of that, just a lot of chemistry, and I feel like it's a tough league to produce. And if you've got good chemistry with some guys, it goes a long way.
Jack, it seemed like you know you had made a mistake. You had to pay for it. But since that time, it seems like you're really playing well. It seems like you have a lot of confidence back in your game. Can you see that coming?
Yeah, definitely. I think it kind of the confidence is what's been missing for me at times this year, and you can kind of see it coming now, and it's translating into some production. And like I said, I think the chemistry with Clauder and JJ has helped that a lot. Kind of just keep building on it.
Tough to put Uko in that spot today with just the number of odd man rushes you guys gave up.
Brutal, yeah. He's been a stud all year for us, and that's the last thing we want to do is leave him out to dry like that. So got to be better for him.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Quinn in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Quinn playing well as of late. And, you know, I think Paul has brought it up before. He's got to have some confidence to shoot the puck, and I think he has as of late. We've seen it going in for sure. Playing with Krebs and Paterka. Paterka and Quinn, we know, have had really good chemistry throughout most of their, you know, short time here with the Sabres together. There was a time there where I think we all thought, hey, Cousins, Quinn, Paterka, like that's going to be the Sabres' second line for the next decade. And we know that obviously did not work out because Cousins is now a member of the Ottawa Senators. But Paterka and Quinn definitely have chemistry together, and I think we'll get to see more of that cup coming. Here's Ryan McLeod now live with Paul.
Ryan, you guys did score some goals in that game, but it seemed like what you guys gave up chance-wise. So what was going wrong from a team standpoint?
Just not good enough. I think our details, you know, weren't there. We, you know, came out in the second period and, you know, got the lead back, and then we just kind of gave the game right back to them. So just not good enough from us.
Frustrating to see the same kind of mistakes. It's typically puck management with you guys and feeding the transition of the other team.
I know. I think we talked about before the game that, you know, they they have some guys over there that could score, and they're going to make a lot of plays, and, you know, I think we fielded them too much tonight.
You were able to get back in the game, and even before you scored the first goal, I think I said something like you had three or four grade-A scoring opportunities before the first one went in. So it did seem like you guys at least were creating at that point.
Yeah, you know, I think we had our luck. I mean, we scored four goals. It should be enough to win most games, but I don't think we defended as a group, you know, even close to good enough tonight, so it's frustrating.
No, they got that one on the power play, but overall as a PK, you guys had a couple of chances. Alex scores the shorthanded goal. I mean, when it was working, what was allowing you guys to really give them trouble?
I think we were trying to do a lot of pressuring and, you know, trying to get some turnovers and see if we could, you know, go down and score. You know, they have five forwards in their unit, so trying to kind of make them defend if they can. And I think for the most part we did that, but, you know, obviously got one on us also.
You and Alex are so in sync when you do that, when you do penalty kill together like that. You do create some opportunities for you guys shorthanded. What makes that chemistry so good between you two on the kill?
I just think, you know, we watch a lot of video, we get a lot of reps together, so you know, it's been going good, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, keep going with that.
You guys have, you know, recently at least have really rebounded after a game like this one. What's allowed you to kind of wash it off and get back to playing the right way?
Yeah, I think that exact thing, just washing it off. You know, completely new day tomorrow, and we just got to look at it as that. You know, we have a really good team. We're going to a really good team's building, and it's going to be a tough one. So, you know, we just got to go and get some rest, and I'll be ready to go.
What have you thought about your two line mates and what they've been able to create with you?
Yeah, they've been great. It's, you know, been a lot of fun. You know, obviously, you know, really offensive guys, so it's like making lots of plays, and it's been going well so far. So you're looking to keep growing on that.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan McLeod in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. McLeod picking up an assist on the Quinn goal. That definitely, on both Quinn goals, rather, that has definitely been something that the Sabres got offensively in terms of what was good today. Other than that, not much. The top line with Kulik and Thompson and Benson did not do anything. And obviously, defensively, they were a mess throughout there as the Sabres gave up 7 in this loss. All right, Lindy Ruff is going to be coming to meet with Paul in the media here any moment, so we'll take you there live while we wait for the head coach. Let's get some final stats in, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third, Philly 12, Buffalo 8. Flyers outshot the Sabres in every period. 32-21 is the overall total. In net, Sam Ersson gets the win with 17 saves. Luukkonen, 7 goals against on 32 shots. Not a very good stat line for the Sabres goaltender. Individually, Jack Quinn, a 3-point day, a +1, which is impressive considering Buffalo gave up 7 in this one along the way. Owen Power led the way with 3 shots. Hits-wise, let's see, Connor Clifton leading the way with 3. But a lot of minuses on the sheet. Thompson, a -3, along with Kulik. Benson, a -2. Bryson had a rough day coming in there for the ill Dahlin. He was also a -2, along with Matthias Samuelson. Our Dynabrade.com power play update, powered by Dynabrade Tools, probably made here in Buffalo. 1 of 2 for the Sabres on the power play today. The Flyers were 2 of 3. And your 3 stars, Jack Quinn getting a star. Star number 3, he had a goal and 2 goals and an assist in this one. Tyson Forrester, who in this game was excellent for the Flyers, he ends up getting in this game, let's see, what was his individual line? 1 goal, 1 assist, 2 points, a +1. and two shot attempts. Okay, let's hear from Lindy Ruff. He's live with Paul.
Lindy, we've talked about this a lot, but it just seemed like your puck management really killed you tonight or today.
Totally disrespected the game. Take a 3-2 lead. We got out, changed, give up a rush opportunity to let him right back after, I mean, two great shifts in a row. If you look at, it was like Christmas hockey. We handed gifts out for the first three goals, and you won't win. You won't win on the road, and the road's been something we've been working on. We had lack of discipline, and we had lack of attention to detail when it comes to managing the puck early. That really hurt us.
Is it tough to evaluate your goaltending in a game like that where you give up that many odd number rushes?
You look at the East-West, we give up. I mean, we don't give him a chance. He doesn't get a chance to feel the puck. That was a tough way to, you know, get your goalie back in. That's on the team.
I know that there are a lot of good things we talk about with Zach, but sometimes the offensive zone penalties, he could have got a puck in deep and he went backwards with it. Those are the type of things, and it did cost him some ice time.
Yeah, for sure. Again, it was around 50 seconds, that shift. They're changing. There's several players involved there. One is, you know, with Bo, it can get deep. Benny, it can get deep. The penalty at the end is the type of penalty that you just can't take. You know, we're trying to get back in the hockey game. We went with a heavy gamble on our penalty kill to get the shorthanded, and we were going to try the same. But, it took away our opportunity maybe to get a late charge.
What's it take to get these occasional really turnover-heavy games out of the equation for you guys? Because for the most part, you've been playing a lot better, and this isn't.
Yeah, we have for sure. Managing the puck has been an issue, and you get into kind of a loose game, you know, where you're handed some rush opportunities. Looks like there's a better play to be made, and it's inviting some danger into your game, and it hurt us.
So, Darlene gonna be okay for tomorrow, or
he was sick, so same thing that's been kind of going around. I would say doubtful. Thanks.
Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, so that's not good news there at the end. When asked if Darlene could go tomorrow, doubtful was the word that he used. So, well, if what you saw in the Sabres end today was something you didn't like, well, you may want to close your eyes tomorrow as the Sabres play in Washington against a better team. How better? Well, they're number one. So that's how much better it is. And they've got Alex Ovechkin going for a historical record. So to not have Darlene tomorrow, that's rough. Again, illness. He said the same thing that's going around the team. There's still injuries to Greenway and with Norris and with Lafferty. But that's a killer right there if Darlene again doesn't play tomorrow. That's your injury report update brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph Campus. We'll have Paul Hamilton's thoughts here coming up in a moment. 7-4 the final. As the Sabres fall to the Flyers. I was giving you the three stars here. Quinn was star three with 3 points. Forrester also ends up with second star honors with 2 points in the game. And then the really nice rookie, Matev Michkov, getting the first star honor in this one today as he and the Flyers win by a score of 7-4. Michkov, 2 goals in this one. 5 shots leading both teams. Okay, let's go back to Wells Fargo Center and bring in Paul Hamilton. Now, Paul, Lindy Ruff said it was a Christmas-like game. They were giving gifts everywhere. 7 goals for a bad team. I guess he's right.
Yeah, you know, and you could use some big saves along the way, I know. We've talked about that, but I don't necessarily disagree with what he was talking about either as far as it was like Christmas time out there. How do you allow a guy who's, you know, hasn't been in the game for a while even get into the game when you're just handing them those types of chances? 3-on-2s, 2-on-0s, everything outnumbered coming back at him. And, you know, maybe if he has some confidence, because I don't think he has his confidence right now, and it's been a tough year on him. He hasn't played like he did last year overall. At times he has, but he hasn't in a while. And then he gets into a game and faces that, you know, right off the bat. Well, you know, that's why I'm sitting there kind of going, I could have, you know, if you're a Sabre fan, you can say you need some big saves there. on some of the breakaways. You know, especially the 2-on-1 early, Michkov. I mean, Bryson played that perfectly. He took away the pass. There's no layup. The goaltender's got to have the shooter. He's got to have the shooter. And, you know, he didn't make a save there. But that's about as bad as I've seen the Sabres handle the puck in a while. And you just can't handle the puck that way and give them those types of opportunities. And, you know, you can just tell how frustrated Lindy is with, you know, the team, and because this is something we've been talking about for how long. And, you know, it's a 7-4 game, as McLeod said. When you score 4 goals, you should be able to win the hockey game. And look at how many chances they didn't get. I mean, they had, like, I would say at least 5 or 6 golden grade A opportunities that they didn't score on. But in order to win that hockey game, they would have had to. They had to score 8 to win that hockey game. Now, they had enough chances to do that, but I don't expect them to do that. And it's just, you know, it was the puck management again, which was as bad could be.
Paul Lindy said that, you know, managing the puck has been an issue with this team, but he said when you get into what he called as a loose game, and he said it invites danger into your own game. I guess maybe can you elaborate a little bit more for all of our listeners what he's talking about there?
I'm sorry, you cut out for 1 second in the beginning. When you have a loose,
he said, when you get into a loose game, it tends to invite maybe more danger into your own game. Can you kind of explain what he's talking about?
Because then all of a sudden you might start taking some chances or something that maybe you wouldn't take, you know, if you're not in a game like that. It's only 4-3. I mean, we talked at the end of both intermissions, and they're only down a goal in both intermissions. So that's definitely not out of the question, and especially with the chances they were getting. And certainly if you're not giving the puck away in the third period, well, okay, now you got overtime. Because you did score, you would have tied the game. But you were still, you know, giving the puck away there. And there's so many good things to talk about in Zach Benson's game. I do like him as a hockey player. I think he's going to be a very good NHL player. I don't know if offense will get into his game. He was an offensive player in junior. I kind of think there's more to come when it comes to offense and that type of thing. But it really, what do you do with a 19-year-old who continues to take offensive zone penalties, take too many penalties, puts them behind the eight ball, makes those types of decisions that turn into turnovers, you know, at the blue line, where that wasn't a defenseman that was back there. He's trying to get it back to Tage Thompson. They're surrounded by Flyers. Again, live to play another day. Just make the easy play into the zone. Get it into the zone. Get it in deep. And live for another day, you know, and that's what I think the coaching staff has to get through to this kid, because there's certainly a lot to like in his game, and it cost him 2 benchings, and rightfully so. I mean, I don't criticize Lindy Ruff in the least for either one. I guess that's really all you got, you know, is ice time. And Lindy has said that throughout the year, that that's all you have is ice time to take away from players. And he certainly did in this case. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how, as a coach, and Lindy Ruff's a lot better coach than I am. He might have more answers than I do, but I don't know how you get that out of, you know, the kid.
Yeah. Paul, a positive from this loss was Jack Quinn continuing to maybe get his confidence back going. He just said it to you minutes ago. He said, you know, confidence was missing at times this year. He goes, I think it's coming back now. But he also credited playing with Peterka that he thinks that's also helping too, because Paterka's been really good offensively.
He has, but let's not forget Ryan McLeod either. I think that has worked well for that line too, since Cousins was traded. So, you know, I don't want to forget about that. I liked what I've seen, you know, that with him when he's gotten that opportunity after Cousins was traded. So you know what Peterka and Quinn can do. I mean, even fans who didn't really watch the Amerks before the two of them became NHL players, where it was just fun to watch them in Rochester, the chemistry that they developed together as they came up together, and that's still there. I mean, it's interesting to watch them play, that you see them and they don't even have to look at each other. Like, JJ Peterka can have his back to Quinn, but he knows where he is, you know, and we'll just put it right there. And that's the type of chemistry that the two of them have. Honestly, that when Quinn was late for the meeting, I mean, he talked about it. He owned it when he talked to Mike. And, you know, it happened. And he had to sit out a game, rightfully so. But ever since that game, I think he's played really, really well. I think he's got his confidence to, you know, to shoot the puck again. Whereas, you know, where I was talking about before that had happened, and we were talking about, because remember during the game, we thought he had gotten benched, and that wasn't the case. He was late for a meeting. But we said, rightfully so, if that was the case. He just didn't want to shoot the puck. No matter what would happen, he just didn't want to shoot. And that seems to be going away again. He seems to have confidence to shoot that puck. He had two good shots today. He had another one, great opportunity from the slot that he put over the top of the net, but he shot it. You know, and even the first goal, he didn't shoot it right away. And that's the kind of savvy goal scorers have, knowing that, you know what, I think if I just wait this guy out just a shade longer, I'm going to be okay. And it seemed like that's exactly what happened. You know, he was patient and then took the shot and wound up scoring the goal.
Last thing, Paul, they're right back at it tomorrow in Washington against the Capitals, who are the best team in the East. And Ovechkin, of course, watches on with the league right now with the chase of Gretzky. But the Sabres likely will be without Dahlin. Lindy Ruff said doubtful for tomorrow with that illness, so that is not good news.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, I'm no doctor, but, you know, I could see him down a little ways from me. He didn't look like he was feeling all that well. You know how you can tell when people don't feel well.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to, but you could just tell he wasn't feeling. Plus, I'm sure he didn't feel well with what he was watching on the ice either, because you know how he takes losing very hard. And watching it from up top, knowing how poorly this team plays when he's not in the lineup, so that I'm sure aggravated him even more that he wasn't able to play because of illness. But yeah, it didn't sound good for tomorrow.
Okay, Paul, you have a safe trip to Washington, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the pregame.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton at Wells Fargo Center in Philly. Pregame tomorrow at 2, puck drop in Washington against the Ovechkin and the Capitals is at 3 right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, for all of our local affiliate stations, we're going to say goodbye to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. When we come back, we'll get our save of the game, scores from around the league. We'll also get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Send your tweets in at BrianWGR on X. We'll read some of those when we return and give you some more on tomorrow's game in Washington. Tough one today for the Sabres. Their three-game winning streak comes to an end in Philadelphia. Flyers win it 7-4. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Up ahead is Tippett. He can be dangerous. Turns with it, sends it across as Drysdale comes down for the point. Send it to the net. Rebound! Lukanen just got over and he makes the stop at the far post.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, one of his 25 saves. Our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Sabres fall 7-4. Back at it tomorrow. That'll be at 3 o'clock right here on WGR and along the Sabres Radio Network. All right, let's read some tweets here as we get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. You can always send me your thoughts after each and every game on X at Brian WGR. All right, here we go. Anthony replying about the bad puck management today says, we've had some bad puck decisions with the puck for the last decade and a half. Yeah, that's correct. Let's see. Dean says, Ovi's going to break the record against us tomorrow. Well, he needs six, so I'm going to say no. I don't know. Would you want the record to go against the Sabres? Probably not, I guess, if you're, you know, a Sabre fan. I think it would be intriguing if he was, like, close tomorrow. Gives us a kind of a nice storyline to watch, but six, definitely not the case. Here's another one on Ovi. Ovi needs six tomorrow. Please don't play UPL. He might get it. Yeah, I think you're going to see Reimer tomorrow. So, Big Dutch, thank you for that. Undermined Name says, how unfortunate now it improves our lottery pick. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. The Sabres with the fourth lowest point total in the NHL as of this moment. So, they would have the fourth best odds going into the lottery. They could fall to three. Nashville has 62 points. The Sabres, 66. But the Sabres can fall no farther because Chicago's got 51. That's second last, and then San Jose's 49. So if you're thinking, you know, keep losing, it's going to, at best case, if you're looking at it in that sense, the most they can drop to is the third best position. The Sabres definitely have an opportunity to pass some teams if you want to spin it the other way. They're 3 points back of Philly, Pittsburgh, and Boston. They all have 69, Sabres 66, and Buffalo has games in hand. In fact, they've got three games in hand on Philly, two on Pittsburgh, one on Boston. If you want them to get out of the basement before the season ends, there's opportunity there. So just even with the games in hand. Thank you for sending in those tweets. Let's go ahead now and check the scoreboard from around the rest of the NHL. It's brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Well, the Islanders are in trouble. They are trying to get themselves back into wildcard position. They're 1 point back of Columbus for the wildcard two spot in the East. They're trailing 4-0 right now in Tampa after two periods of play. Brayden Point has two of the four goals. He's up to 38 on the season. Kucherov also scoring. He has 33 goals this year. Just about set to start. Oh, 4:30 start, actually, in Colorado. The Avalanche hosting the Blues today. The night schedule, 6 o'clock. New Jersey is in Minnesota, 6:30. Nashville hosts Vegas, 7 p.m. Toronto and Los Angeles, and Columbus is at Ottawa. That's a battle of Wild Card 1 versus Wild Card 2 in the East. 8 o'clock, Detroit hosts Boston. The Red Wings in desperate need of a win. 10 p.m. game, Edmonton hosts Calgary in the battle of Alberta. 10:30, the Rangers at the Sharks. The Rangers are 1 point back. I'm sorry, the Rangers are actually tied. They have 75 as well with Columbus for that wild card spot. And then Dallas is at Seattle. March Madness later tonight. On the men's side, Elite Eight games with the winners getting a trip to the Final Four. At 6:09, Florida will tip with Texas Tech. Florida 7.5-point favorites, as are the Duke Blue Devils. They are 7.5-point favorites against Alabama and Nate Oates. That's at 8:49. Again, winners tonight go to the Final Four next weekend. UB women, they're in the Great Eight of the WNIT tournament. They'll take on Rutgers tomorrow at 2 o'clock. That game is home in Amherst at Alumni Arena. So if you're looking for some hoops to go watch in person tomorrow, the UB women against Rutgers at 2 at Alumni Arena. Evan, do we have the Final Four games tonight on WGR? Or do we? Are they on the Bet 1520? Do you know? Okay.
I believe they might be. I'm just like trying to think because the Bandits are playing tonight, I believe.
Then that might be that, on WGR that would be, then. Yeah.
That, I think. And then, Bandits, I think, right, will be on 1520.
Okay.
But I'll fact check that,
yes,
for you.
Yes. Bandits game is on the Bet 1520. So, okay. So, yes, their tweet 15 minutes ago says the Bet 1520, the Bandits. Okay, so Bandits will be on the Bet 1520. So my guess is we'll have the Final Four games here on WGR tonight. So there you go. If you're looking for sports tonight when you're maybe driving around, the Final Four games here on WGR and Bandits will be on the Bet 1520. Okay, very good. Tomorrow, our coverage will start at 2. Sabres pregame tomorrow with Paul. He'll be in D.C. We'll obviously talk a lot about Alex Ovechkin during the pregame. I think that'll be a fun topic as he closes in on breaking the greatest record of all time in the NHL, the most goals ever held by the great one, Wayne Gretzky. And we'll obviously find out, too, if Rasmus Dahlin is in or out of the lineup. But Lindy Ruff said doubtful. That was what he said to end his press conference today. So that's not trending well. And you saw how good or bad they were today without Dahlin. It's a difference maker for sure. He has got a big presence out there. And they looked like a mess at times without him out on the ice. And that obviously added up to 7 Philadelphia goals in their 7-4 win over Buffalo. All right, let's put a wrap here on our postgame. Thank you for listening, and big thanks to Evan DePasquale, who was with me earlier today with Tee to Green, as well as today during the Sabres broadcast. Thank you, Evan. Tom Addy is our engineer. Kyle Powell on our social media. Check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton, our reporter in Philadelphia. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colesiel. Thank you for listening. Again, the final, Flyers 7, Sabres 4. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy the great sports day. And then we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 with pregame, Sabres in Washington, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.